Marcus chapter 2, Mishnah 1. Elohein Agoilin, these are those that are exiled. Now, this chapter is going to deal with the whole, you know, all the laws around exile. That is, if someone kills someone else unintentionally, then they're exiled to one of the cities of refuge. In the introduction to this mission, the Karti brings that there are three types of errors, he says, unintentional errors. One is a total error where the action that the person did is blameless, but he should have been more careful. For example, he has a stone in his pocket, which he should have been aware of, but he forgot it there. And then the stone falls out and it kills someone. So he should have been more careful in this case. The second kind of error is that which is like almost, it's like unavoidable, a very unusual circumstance that couldn't have been anticipated. A person throws a stone into a place where there are people not there and someone happens to be there. So, you know, it's an almost unavoidable, it's unanticipated kind of situation. And thirdly, there's a kind of situation which actually approaches the intentional. That's where the person is like properly negligent and is negligent in such a manner and that he's like liable to kill someone. For example, he brings over here walking in the dark with a knife in his hand. You know, that's kind of approaching that's like the negligence. So you've got these three levels. You've got that the top level approaches, it's very negligent, very negligent and really should have been guarded. The middle level where he's less negligent, but still not completely unavoidable. And then the lowest level where it's unavoidable. And you only get, we're going to see now, you're only going to get exile for the middle level. The top level, you know, the person is, because exile we learn out is a form of atonement. So for the top level where the person was much more negligent, so he doesn't get atonement because he was too negligent. And the bottom level where it was almost unavoidable, he doesn't need atonement. So in either of those cases, exile doesn't apply. Exile only applies to the middle level. Says the Mishnah, Eluhei Nagoilin, these are exiled. Hareg Nefesh Bishgaga, a person who kills through error. Haya Ma'agel Bamagila, so if a person was rolling a roller, V'nafla Lav V'hargata, and it falls on someone else and kills him. And says the Mishnah, what does it mean rolling a roller? It means he's rolling a round stone on his roof in order to flatten the clay on the roof. And suddenly the stone rolls off the roof and falls on a person standing below. So in this case over here, he was negligent, but it's not bordering on that he's liable. It was just he should have been more careful. So we'll see this falls into the classic category of where he would get exile. Carried on the Mishnah, Mishalshel b'chavis, that he was lowering a barrel off his roof, and v'nafla alav v'hargatu, and it falls on someone and kills them, or haya yored b'sulam, or he's going down a ladder from the roof, v'nafla alav v'hargo, and it falls on someone and kills him. Harayze goyle, in all of these cases, says the Mishnah, he's exiled, because these cases he's not totally unwitting. There is, you know, he was negligent, and he was negligent not to the extent that it bordered on full out liability, but he should have been more careful in these cases. Avol im haya moishech b'magila, but if he was drawing the roller up onto the roof, v'nafla alav v'hargato, and it falls down, or haya doles b'chavis, or if he's drawing up the barrel, v'nifsak hachevel v'nafla alav v'hargato, and the rope snaps and falls, haya oile b'sulam, or he's climbing up the ladder, v'nafla alav v'hargo, and the ladder breaks, harayze eino goyle, doesn't get exile in these cases. Why? Zeh aklal, because this is the principle. Kol shebederech yiridasa, anything where the way is going down, the movement is down, goyle, that is exile, because going down, he should be careful and he should make sure that nothing falls, that's a dangerous situation. But for v'sheloi bederech yiridasa, where he's not going down, that's not the way he's going, eino goyle, he does not get exile. Because in the case where he's not going down, it's less usual to cause damage, and so it's less usual. Let's put it that way. So his liability is less. So going down, he has to be more careful than going up. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So when you're going down, you have to be much more careful that you don't cause someone else damage. or kill someone by accident. And if you do kill someone by accident, that's when you're going to go into exile. But going up, so there it would be approaching the, you know, that's not a normal circumstance, says the Mishnah, and therefore you wouldn't get exile for that. It's not negligent enough to get exile. Let's put it that way. Zeaklal, this is, we've done that. Nishmat habazel mikatoi vaharag. If someone is chopping wood and the iron slips off the handle, the axe head handle, and kills someone, Rebbe Omer eino goyle. Rebbe says he does not get exile. The Chachomim Omerim goyle. The Chachomim say does get exile. So now Rebbe actually holds that this is too negligent. A person that's almost bordering on the, like, intentional, you know. A person really needs to make sure when he's chopping wood that the axe head is tied to the wood, and you know, this is too much of a mistake to get exile. It's too close to an intentional murder. But the rabbis disagree. They say no, he would get exile in this case. Mina eitz hamisbakaya, if he's chopping wood and a piece of wood splits off from the tree, Rebbe Oybe Goyle, Rebbe says he gets exile. That falls into the category of he was negligent. It was unavoidable. I mean, not that it was unavoidable and not that it was intentional. It's the middle category, and therefore he would get exile. The Chachomim say that he would not get exile. He says that that this is too indirect, says the brings of the Kahati. It's too indirect, and it approaches the completely unavoidable, and therefore a person wouldn't get exile for such an action.